Welcome to the second episode of my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures. Episode 2, Finding Your True North. Do you ever get the feeling that you've been spun round, blindfolded, and then dropped on this planet? That you've just landed here and nothing makes sense and you have no idea of where you're going or even which way to go next? If so, you are in the right place. If you're in a place where you feel that there must be something more to life than just existing, aimlessly wandering along, then you are absolutely right. There is. I'm here to take your hand and help you find your true north. I'd like you to think of this podcast as a kind of travel guide for the soul. If you're listening to this, then we have already connected and you're in the right place. There is a language that you already know how to speak, but you might have forgotten. When you understand this language better, you will have access to a wealth of information that will make your journey here on Earth a lot more enjoyable. I'm Jenny Wilson, Travel Guide for the Soul. And I invite you to join me on an expedition to discover what your soul yearns to tell you. The best part? You can do this right now, without a passport, while sitting down with a nice cup of tea and settling into the ride. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you. That's what makes you, you. And you will realize that wherever you are on this round, useful planet, all roads lead you home. So let's enjoy the ride. Are you ready? Part 1. Your North Star. The North Star, Polaris, is a very special star. For tens of thousands of years, people have been using it to guide them. Due to its relatively fixed position in the sky, although it is moving, compared to all the other stars around it, it has provided a way for travellers to find their way due north. It guides them and provides a reference point and reminds them of the path they are taking. Even when the way is dark and the road is lonely. When people talk about finding their true north, they are talking about how they have a guiding principle, a belief that they perhaps have a mission or a purpose to accomplish here on Earth. Once they know this, their principle or purpose shines out brightly and helps them find their way, whatever that means for them. That may be easier for some than others. You might be listening to this thinking, Jenny, what are you talking about? How on earth do I know what I'm here to accomplish when I'm not even sure what top to wear in the morning? That's where I'm here to help. You see, I believe that every single soul we share this planet with is here on a special mission. You, your precious soul, is the only person on the entire planet who is here to undertake your own particular mission because there is no other person in the entire universe who has been born with a particular set of skills, characteristics, gifts and features as you to accomplish this, whatever it is. So, how on earth do you know what your special mission is? Well, that's the part where listening to your soul and what it's trying to tell you will help you find the answer. One way of listening to what your soul wants to tell you is through the language of colour. Now, you might not be aware that colour has a language. But subconsciously, your soul knows this language. You might even have opened your wardrobe this morning and declared, I have nothing to wear, despite the piles of clothes lying patiently inside. Colour speaks to our souls, and we are instinctively drawn to particular colours based on what our soul needs to tell us at that particular moment. Part 2. Your true colours. Colour is light, and light is energy. In fact, everything is energy. Every colour has its own particular energetic frequency, and we instinctively respond to these vibrations. You may find that you have colour preference at a particular time. I like to think of colours as food for the soul. Imagine for a minute going to a cafe. Now, you wouldn't order double espresso and a chocolate brownie if you were really in the mood for a chamomile tea and a fruit salad, would you? It's the same idea as when your eye is drawn to a particular shade. Even if you always wear the same colour or decorate your home in a neutral way, I'm pretty sure that there are some colours that you have an instinctive preference for. Imagine for a minute that you are standing under a rainbow. Is there one colour in particular that stands out to you at the moment? That your eye is drawn to? If somebody were to ask you right now, what's your favourite colour? What would you reply? Don't think about it too much or analyse your choice. Just think of the first colour that comes into your head. That colour is food for your soul at this particular moment. Let's explore a little bit at what your colour choice can reveal for you. Let's start with red. Passionate, survival, attention, perseverance, courage. Red is the colour of action. It is an extroverted, confident and exciting colour. Red is associated with ambition, success, life, sexuality, and love. And being drawn to red indicates that security, both physical and material, power and control are important to you. With this colour comes a sense of stability. A deep, loving relationship is of the utmost importance to you. Next, orange. Orange is the colour of creativity and of things coming into fruition. It contains the energetic properties of red, as well as the confident qualities of yellow. Orange awakens our inner potential and urges us to express our inner feelings. Orange is the colour of releasing emotional hurts that no longer serve. And it can help you with letting go of anything that's holding you back. What about yellow? Well, yellow signifies confidence, awareness, clarity and discernment. Yellow is the colour of sunshine. It opens us up to new ideas and is warm and expansive. It's associated with the intellect and with personal power. Right in the middle of the rainbow, we have beautiful green. Green is all about harmony, abundance, balance, and compassion. It's the color of nature. Green is a very restful color for the eyes, and it sits exactly in the middle of the spectrum. If blue is the color for you, then it's cool, calming, or heals and controls the emotions. It's the color of speaking from the heart and of sharing your innermost thoughts. If you are drawn to blue, you are friendly and approachable, and you have a strong sense of loyalty and sensitivity. You might perhaps have a small group of loyal friends rather than be a social butterfly. Although you may have a cool, calm exterior, still water is running deep. What's next? Expansive indigo. The colour of the night sky, indigo is the colour of introspection and integrity. It can help us move forward with clear, focused thought and increases our determination. If you are drawn to indigo right now, then you're very comfortable using your imagination and with daydreaming. But you might find that you need taking out of yourself from time to time. Lastly, violet. Violet is the colour of sensitivity, spirituality, and inspiration. It combines blue, the colour of soul purpose, with red, the colour of persistence. However, violet can signify a tendency towards perfectionism. And perfectionism can prevent us from undertaking tasks. Remember, done and shipped is better than not done at all. So, there we have it. The key points from today's episode are: just like a compass, always points north, allowing you to find your way wherever you are. Your soul always knows the way. And colours are a way to connect to what your soul wants to tell you at any particular moment. And you are drawn instinctively to the energetic frequency of a particular colour. You have so much inner wisdom available to you to help you understand the universal language of the soul, and I am here to help you remember it. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. On my website, you will find more about the messages each colour has for you and what your colour preference reveals, including other colours we haven't explored today. Go to iamjennywilson.com and explore the Discover Colour section to find out more. If you would like to find out more about the hidden language of colour and what it can reveal, I've written a free ebook which you can download from my website. Go to iamjennywilson.com and follow the free ebook link. Oscar Wilde once wrote, "When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars." There is so much beauty around and within you at all times, night and day. Our world is not black and white, nor shades of grey. It's radiant and beautiful, and so are you. This week, make a note of what colours you're drawn to. Your soul is trying to tell you something. If life is a journey, then we might as well travel well, don't you think? In the next episode, I'll be talking more about the hidden language of colour and how your preferences and dislikes are messages from your soul. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com. Here you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Colour, or you can follow me on Instagram at @IamJennyWilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language of the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.